Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Catherine Spitz Cohen, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
But I'm concerned about you because I am catching you at a very busy time.
Yes.
We are right in the middle.
Thank you for bringing a drink.
Oh, yes. These are the bare necessities.
That's
and
right.
There's plenty more where that came from. We're catching you right in the middle of the J Film Festival 2015.
Yeah.
And J Film is not just a festival. It
Correct.
Is a presenting company entity that presents all year round.
That's right.
So I think maybe it's a little bit of a misconception. Oh, well, we'll wait for the festival. But no, you are working year round.
That's right. Busy. I made a job for myself. What can
oh,
I
yeah,
tell you?
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. So what was it that brought you to J Film in the first place?
Well, that's a great question. Mm. I had moved back to Pittsburgh after a big earthquake in Los Angeles.
Mm, which one?
The 94 earthquake.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do here, and I got involved in the arts community because the arts have always been a very important part of my life. And it was not my first job, but maybe second or third job that I got when I was here, and I've been here ever since. When I first started, it was just a film festival once a year. And it was popular, but it was small. Mm. And over the past 14 years, we've grown into a year-round film presenting organization. So we run two film festivals, including this one, the J Film Festival. We also run the Real Abilities Film Festival, which highlights films about individuals with disabilities. And another program I'm really proud of is our Teen Screen program, which shows films to high school and middle school students, about 4,000 every year. So
wow.
All of the work that we do in the course of a year brings in about 11,000 participants. So it's exciting.
Bravo. That's
Thank
amazing.
You. Thank
this
you.
This film festival and everything else that J Film produces is one of the reasons why I love Pittsburgh.
Absolutely.
We're so fortunate to have, I mean, when you look at film in this city, and the different film festivals that we have accenting different cultures. Silkscreen
yep.
is another one, the LGBT Film Festival. It's truly, I think, an honor to Pittsburgh. I think there are cities larger than Pittsburgh that don't have that sort of diversity
right.
being looked at.
And something new is that all of the film festivals in Pittsburgh are working together.
Oh, wow.
We have created something called the Pittsburgh Film Presenters Network. So we all try to work together to communicate with one another, to we meet regularly. So there's many more than the ones you mentioned.
That's got to be a fun
Russian,
meeting.
Yeah, it is fun. There's Russian Film Symposium. I mean, there's a
wow.
number of
yep.
smaller festivals that happen maybe over the course of a weekend or whatnot, but that are very popular, and it's what makes Pittsburgh a great city to live in, for sure.
It's always been that melting pot, and
yes.
it sort of still is.
Yes.
You know? But you're my latest hero, by the way, because,
okay.
you know, I think that a lot of people might not be aware, first of all it takes to run a festival like this, and all that you do and that you have done. I mean, you are a cultural mover and shaker in Pittsburgh. And for those that may not know, I would just like to speak on some of your accomplishments here. It's a little more humble when somebody else does it, don't you think? You know. So if I may, you were the artistic and education director for Shakespeare in the Schools between 2003 and 2007. Mm. You miss it?
Well, it no longer exists.
Oh.
So I'm sad.
Oh, yes, you miss it.
I'm sad that it no longer exists.
We need that. The assistant director of administration for the Three Rivers Arts Festival, another huge cultural entity in this city. And the Post-Gazette in 2004 named you one of the top 50 cultural forces, not even cultural individuals or administrators, but force.
Yeah.
You are a force of nature.
Yeah,
I can feel it.
They were drinking that day, and that's how I made that list.
Oh, no, but I can feel it just sitting next to you. It's, you know, it's palpable. My eyebrows are burning. But, I mean, that is quite an honor. And to land with the Jay Film Festival, I think you've done wonders in the past 14 years, you said. It's really come a long way.
Right.
So what can we look forward to? Now, again, we are right in the middle of it, right between the 2 weeks that it runs.
Yeah.
So what can we, if we were under a rock and we didn't make it last weekend, what can we look forward to this coming weekend?
Well, first and foremost, I encourage everybody to go to our website and read the descriptions. People come up to me all the time and say, what should I see? What should I see?
Everything.
And I have very specific film tastes.
Yeah.
This is not the Catherine Spitz Cohan Film Festival.
If it was, what would we be seeing?
Right. So, but I like to try to find out what kind of movie you like and then advise you accordingly.
Okay.
So that's the first thing I would say. Take a look at the website, read the descriptions, because we really do try to describe the films, not just to sell tickets, but so that a reader can say, ooh, that sounds good to me. Okay, so that's number one.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was going to recommend a couple of films, I would highly recommend The Go-Go Boys, which is the inside story of Canon Films, which is playing Tuesday night at the Waterworks Cinema. It's our first time presenting out there. We're really excited about being at the Waterworks Cinema. And that film is about it's a documentary. It's about two Israeli cousins that wanted to make movies and had been making movies since they were little kids, but came to Hollywood and took Hollywood by storm and basically grew the largest independent film production company called Canon Films. I mean, I remember it from when I lived there in the 80s and 90s, the Canon Films, and they are responsible for all these schlock films starring Jean-Claude Van Damme, and gave Sylvester Stallone their first start, Chuck Norris, all those schlock films. So this is a documentary about their path, and I think it's really interesting. And as a bonus, we have the film's director will be with us. So she'll be leading a Q&A afterwards. So I'm excited about that film. Now, I have to look at a couple others.
Now, here I was going to test you and have you kind of read me and suggest something for me, but I think you nailed it. That's it. I mean, you scanned me. It's a sixth sense that you have about people. I think that's what I would see.
Right. A second film that I really is one of my own personal favorites is called A Borrowed Identity, and it's one of my favorite Israeli directors is directed this, and it's a real meaningful story about three young teenagers living in Israel, one of whom is Arab, two of whom are Israeli. And they go to school together, it's an elite boarding school, and their relationship, they develop a really interesting relationship, and meanwhile, around them, war is breaking out.
Wow.
So it's a very interesting dynamic on the Israeli-Palestinian relationship, conflict, and yet these kids, as kids will do, they just lead their lives. You know, it's almost like they're oblivious to what's going on around them. I mean, they're not, but almost.
And that one's here at the Manor.
Saturday night at 9:00. Highly recommend it. Trying to think if there's anything. Oh, our closing night film is really, if you like independent film, this one, the equivalent of our Oscar, in Israel, Best Independent Film at their Oscars.
Mm.
And it's called Is That You? It was actually made mostly in the U.S. when the filmmaker was teaching at Syracuse University.
Uh-huh.
And it stars excuse me if I'm saying his name wrong, but Alon Badboul, who was in The Dark Knight Rises. So I'm like, did he come to Pittsburgh? Didn't they shoot that here?
Yes, I was a Gotham City police officer.
Very nice.
But they also filmed in, I think, London and New York City, too.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So I'm not sure that he was here, but he stars in it. And it's just a wonderful, quirky road trip type of film where he's searching for his first love. The director is going to be here as well for that. So, it's, you know, the theme of the film is, it's a film within a film type of film. And the theme is, you know, the road not taken.
I like it.
Yes. So it's interesting. It's fun. It's a little quirky, and the director will be here for that as well.
Now, how are the films selected for this festival each year?
That's a very good question. We do it differently than almost every other film festival here in Pittsburgh. We preview, I have a volunteer committee of approximately 40 people.
Wow.
Which is great. And we preview every single film that we're considering, not just for this film festival, but for the entire season. So all our different programs, and everything gets previewed and rated. So we have a rating process, and the volunteers view the films, rate the films, and then I put together a schedule.
And J Film's focus is to present independent films.
Right.
That are presenting, you know, Jewish culture to the Jewish community, but the community at large as well.
Well, you know, what I've learned over these 14 years of having this job is that many of the films are universal in theme.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you another example. We have a film, there was a film called Fill the Void that won a lot of big prizes in the film festival world.
Mm-hmm.
It won prizes at in Berlin, and it won prizes all over. I mean, it was a very well-regarded film called Fill the Void, and it was about the Orthodox community, the Orthodox Jewish community.
Mm-hmm.
And it did very well because beyond the Jewish community, because it was such a specific look at this culture, and people were fascinated by it. I was fascinated by it. I'm not an Orthodox Jewish person, so to me, it was traveling a little bit beyond my comfort zone, or not even my comfort zone, but just who I am as a person, and really seeing into another culture. I thought it was beautiful. We have another film like that this year called Felix and Mira.
Mm-hmm.
Mira, I'm not sure how you say that, her name. It's shot in Montreal, and it's an Orthodox Jewish woman and a secular young man, and the two of them, both sort of lost in their lives at the moment, come together and experience life through the other person's eyes. It's very compelling. And so I would say that the films that we show here, of course, would be interested, I think, to many Jewish people, but they're also films that are selected first and foremost because of their merit.
Yes.
And many of these films have won awards in their country of origin. And so, you know, I encourage everyone to come see them, you know, take a look at the website, read the, you know, descriptions, and pick a couple films and come on down, because ultimately J Film is trying to raise the profile of independent cinema in Pittsburgh. And, you know, this is what our primary goal is, to bring people together to talk about the films, to talk about the various aspects of the film, from the cinematography to the themes and whatnot, and to bring people together, to cross cultural barriers, to bring, you know, to get rid of those cultural divides and bring people together.
Have you seen results of that in the past 14 years here in Pittsburgh?
Yes, absolutely. Through our various programs, one of our programs, our Teen Screen program, is 97% you know, it, I mean, it's for school groups. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's for everybody. And the population that attends that, I mean, you know, the 97% people that aren't Jewish. So that within the film festival alone, I think our figures are about 26% non-Jewish. Or somebody who just really doesn't relate to any religion, because many of the films, again, they're not religious in nature. Mm-hmm. Very few of the films are actually religious in nature.
Well, that's important to say, too, because somebody might be out there saying, like, oh, well, I'm not Jewish, I probably shouldn't go, or I won't be able to relate to it, when really, right. It's quite the contrary.
Right. We do have one film that I want to tell you about this year called Serial Bad Weddings, and it's about a Catholic family that has four daughters, and the first three have married outside of their religion to an Arab, a Jew, and an Asian,
oh, wow.
respectively. And the parents are just up in arms and just hopeful. And the fourth one lets them know that they are, that she's getting married to her boyfriend, who's Catholic. But he's African. So...
Now please tell me this is a comedy.
It is a comedy. Oh. But I have to tell you that it's so offensive, this film, that it to this date has not been able to get North American distribution, because first of all, in France, I think it sold like $181 million worth of huge hit at the box office. Wow. In France, but too offensive for American distribution, so it's
wow.
only getting play.
Too offensive for American distribution.
It's only getting distribution. It's only getting distributed through mainly Jewish film festivals, which is hilarious. But it's very it's offensive to everybody. And but basically, you know, our reason for showing a film like this is to say, you know, we're all in this life thing together. You know, let's talk about interfaith marriage. Let's, you know, take an opportunity to laugh at ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, that's, again, Serial Bad Weddings.
I've got to check it out.
Yes.
What is your favorite part about the movie-going experience for you personally? What do you enjoy the most?
You know, a couple years ago, I was really concerned when the studios made all the small theaters change their equipment from 35 millimeter to digital.
Yeah.
And I was afraid that the small independent art houses would go out of business because it was too expensive to convert right. to digital. And the reason that I was concerned is because I watch so many movies during the course of the year on a PC or a laptop, my favorite thing is to go into a big movie theater and have a really big screen, and then the lights go down and it's dark and you're watching. I get swept away,
mm-hmm.
and I just never want that to go away, because I love watching movies in a movie theater and, you know, around strangers. And it's just the feeling, and brings back a lot of memories from my childhood, mm-hmm. and
Now, this is a question you probably get asked a million times all the time. What is your favorite film? But I'm more concerned in the why is it your favorite film?
Hmm.
So what and why? Can you narrow it down to one above all?
I can't. I definitely cannot. I don't have a favorite film, but one that is all on my top 10 list is The Usual Suspects.
Oh, yes.
And another one is Memento.
Oh, yeah. Now, right. I haven't seen that, though.
Yeah.
But I guess I have to. A lot of people have recommended
right.
it.
Right. Another film that I really like a lot, although I don't think I'd put it on that top 10 list, but it's a film that I used in my film acting classes because mm-hmm. I think it's that good, is Living in Oblivion. Do you know that film?
No, I've never heard of this.
Well, it's a small indie film made about making a small indie film. And you would love it.
Yeah, I have a feeling I would.
Living in Oblivion with Dermot Mulroney and Catherine Keener.
Oh, yeah, I know who they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have I missed this?
Yeah.
Now, coming from a background in performance.
Yes.
And now managing a theater festival, what, in your opinion, makes a good film actor?
you know, it's a good film actor just takes you along for the ride. Mm. You don't see their acting, you just feel their being. And so that's the real challenge. I mean, the difference between in theater acting is you are promoting to the, you know, you are emoting. Yes. To, you know, the theater. And, you know, so again, I always, you know, do this, you know, this, you know, this gesture where it's, you know, from you going out, whereas the in film, the camera is, you know, zeroing in on you. So it's a much different gesture.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's this for theater and it's this, you know, it's much smaller.
Ready for my close-up.
That's right, for film. So when you're doing film, it's very internal. It's a lot in your eyes. Mm-hmm. But again, the ultimate response from the audience should be one that they don't even recognize what's happened. They don't notice because they're so involved in the story. The acting is so believable and so real that they're just along for the ride.
And I'm sure there are going to be plenty of examples of fabulous actors and what the J Film Festival has in store for us its last weekend. Now, tickets available online?
Tickets are available in advance. I highly recommend purchasing tickets in advance because many of the shows have sold out and, you know, you don't want to get sold out.
Now, even if we were maybe a little behind this year because the film festival is running, perhaps for next year, how can somebody get involved? Either volunteer or maybe donate, which is always a good thing.
Well, we take donations year-round, but if you're interested in getting involved in any way, shape, or form, you can send us an email to info@jfilmpgh.org. During the summer is when we take some time off and regroup and, regroup for the next season, beginning sort of in September. So anytime in the summer, shoot us an email, and we'd love to have people.
Well, I hope you do get some time to rest and regroup after this.
You.
You've done a magnificent job, your entire team, in putting together a stellar film festival. Pittsburgh is very grateful, as we at Berg Vivant are as well. We salute you to all that you do and to a wonderful festival, 2015.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.